From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Aung San Suu Kyi speaks out on the Rohingya crisis. In her first public comment since violence in western Rakhine State killed many and sent tens of thousands fleeing from their homes in a mass exodus, Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi has said today that terrorism must not be allowed to take root on our soil. She was speaking after meeting India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, whom she thanked for his support on the issue.
We would like to thank India particularly for the strong stand that it has taken with regard to the terrorist threat that came to our country a couple of weeks ago. And we believe that together we can work to make sure that terrorism is not allowed to take root on our soil or on the soil of our neighboring countries.
The former Nobel Peace Prize winner has come under heavy international criticism for her government's handling of the ongoing crisis and for her own failure to speak up for the Rohingya Muslims, more than 120,000 of whom have crossed into Bangladesh for safety since the violence began around 2 weeks ago. The European Union's top court has ruled that member states can be forced to take in asylum seekers, rejecting challenges by Hungary and Slovakia to stay out of the system the EU began 2 years ago. The European Council approved the resettlement plan over the objection of some Eastern European nations. The system was meant to relocate 160,000 refugees who have fled to Greece and Italy in order to help prevent those countries from being overwhelmed. So far, only about 24,000 people have been resettled. The European Court of Justice said Wednesday the Council was not required to unanimously approve the plan. This is VOA News.